So the title we are learning tonight is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmoso Shelo Isha Achashuva Gita Bina Bas Reb Zev Yechiel Wolf. This Isha Achashuva passed away just a week ago. I think the family she passed away just a week ago from Canada. The family is from Canada, and I think they're still sitting Shiva. And she should be a melitz yosha for the wonderful family. Shetanuach mishalom al mishkova v'tamid legarola b'keitz ayamin. We should be zeicha b'korim meinu to tchias ameisim. And the family should only know nachas and simcha la'oyrach yomim. Im bechukai sai teilechu. So this week's parsha doesn't have any of the tayag mitzvahs. None of the tayag mitzvahs appear in this week's parsha. And the Torah deals with the general precept. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again demands total devotion and dedication in Shmiyas HaTorah V'HaMitzvah Ba'Oifen Klali. So we will discuss generalities, general chiyuvim in Dinei HaMitzvahs, and specifically one topic which has, maybe we would say, two sides of the same coin. Chayves HaYochid B'Mitzvahs HaTzibur. To what level is every individual bound and obligated to perform mitzvahs which, by their very nature, are not his personal mitzvahs? It's not sukkah and tefillin and matzah and lulav, which are mitzvahs that say akar kafta de gavra upon each and every individual of Klal Yisrael, but rather mitzvahs that are upon the tzibur. What is the degree and the level of the yochid in the performance of those mitzvahs? To what extremes does he have to go? What effort does he have to make, and how much loss does he have to incur? I was asked halacha lemaaseh by a very choshev moyel, one of the famous moyelim in Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes he is asked to go out of town for a bris and Shabbos, and he has the feeling that if he won't go, their family probably won't do the bris. They'll wait for Sunday. They'll be mevatel the mitzvah of mila bizmano. By halachic criteria, is he required, expected to leave his home and go to another town to spend Shabbos in order to perform the mitzvah? Well, if the father of a son would ask the same shaila, we definitely would say, of course, it's your chiv. You need to do everything that is required to see to what. However, the Braisa says in Kedushin Daf Chof Tesu Medalaf, Im lo yomo lo aviv, if the father did not fulfill his duty, or chas v'sholom yosem, and there is no father, then the Chiev rests upon Beis Din. And this then we learn from the Loshen Rabban, the plural form, Himoy Luchem Kol Zohar. And that Pusik talks to Beis Din. And the Sefer HaMakne, who also wrote the magnificent Sefer Ponem Yofes Al HaTorah, and in both forms, Sefer HaMakne Kedusha Choftes and Ponem Yofes Parshas Lech Lecho, he explains that the Choyev Ala Beis Din is not actually Beis Din. It's not Din HaMomenes, it's not Din HaNefushes. It requires no Psag Din. When Chazal say the Chiev of Mila is on the Beis Din, it means Kol Yisrael. Beis Din is usually Shlichon Sel Yisrael. But it's not one of the functions that requires a Beis Din. Beis Din means Kol Yisrael. So this is the essence of our very question. A Moel definitely has a mitzvah to perform mitzvahs Mila and Kol Yaldi Yisrael. But is he required to go to a faraway place to make an extreme effort or to bear loss or monetary expenses to perform that mitzvah? Shalas Shetshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, to my surprise, has a lengthy tshuva about this, and he quotes various gedolim, and he gets into the broader question, how much effort is demanded? How much money does a person have to spend to perform a mitzvah saseh? But he does not differentiate in his entire tshuva between Choyves HaYochid and Choyves HaTzibur. And I think it makes a tremendous difference. So let us look for sources. Sources in Shas. Could we find clear sources? What is the midas achiyuv shel hayochid b'mitzvah amutelet al hatzibur? Tzedakah is a classical example that Amor writes in Reish Nun Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes that Mitzvah Tzedakah is caring for all the needs of the poor, the needy, the desperate. Dai machsori asher yechseloi. But the Amor writes that is the choiva of the tzibur. The community has to care for the desperate amongst them, but the yochid has to give what he has to give, and he is not required to care for the total needs of the poor and the desperate. And the Bach rejects the ruling of the Rama, and the Bach brings the story that Chazal tell in Ksuvas of Sanach Zayin about Hillel HaZaken. There was a poor person, and Hillel cared to have a sus lirkoivolo, the eved loretz lafonov, and that was Hillel as an individual. And he went to great lengths to care for that Tony. And the Gaon argues the same. So the Bir Agro and the Bach both reject the Ramo. However, you know, if I would have my say, I would say there are so many stories told about Hillel HaZaken which were above and beyond the call of duty. So the fact that Hillel HaZaken did so doesn't necessarily mean that that is a halachic obligation. So the Ramo clearly differentiates between Chayves HaYochid, everybody has to give tzedakah. How much tzedakah an individual has to give, that is a discussion into itself. Maisa, Chaymish, but caring for the total needs of the poor, of the desperate, is a community project. It is a community obligation. It is not upon the yochid. At least that is clear in the opinion of the Ramo. And the Shach differentiates, and the Shach says, well, if a person is alone out there, there's no one else. He's not part of the community. Neither is the poor person part of a community. Then, if it is within his power, he has to do everything he can to care for the basic needs of a fellow Jew. But if he is part of a community, then the yochid, the individual, doesn't have to go beyond paying his share. And I think that's a gemara meforeshes, and I wonder why the Shach and the Bach and the Gro and the Ramo do not quote the gemara in Daf Samech Hei Omid Beis in Masechet Nedarim. So Masechet Nedarim doesn't clearly and directly deal with Hilchas Tzedakah. That is not a Masechet Nedarim. But there's a Mishnah Masechet Nedarim. If a person said, Koinim Nachosai Al Ploini, he made a neder that another person cannot derive any pleasure or benefit from my possessions, from whatever I earn. And we're looking for a Pesach to be Matya Neder. So the Gemara says, we could find a Pesach and tell him, if that other person whom you're asered on your Nachosim will become poor, and you will be required to help him, and you cannot fulfill your mitzvah. So maybe that would be a Pesach to be Matir the Neder. And the Gemara says, no, that's not a valid Pesach. Otu kol dema'ani alai didi nofal. Am I required on my own to care for the needs of that other person? I am part of the community. So I will give to the Gabbai, I will give to the Kupet Tzedakah, and they will ultimately take care of him. So that would not be a valid Pesach. But the Gemara argues it is a Pesach, because sometimes we are required to help the Oni directly. Not always is there time for the Gabbai Tzedakah to organize a drive or an appeal. And therefore, you might be required to support him directly, not caring for all his needs, but fulfilling your share, not through an intermediary, not through the Gabbai, but directly. But it is clear in this sugya, the basic argument is undisputed. Ota kol dema'ani alai didi nofal. I am not on my own. I will pay my share together with the entire community, and it is a community project, and that seems to be clear in the Gemara and Dom Dav Samachai, supporting the opinion of the Ramo. The individual is not required to care for all the needs of the desperate, of the needy, of the poor, not any of one of them. He has to give his share, and it is upon the community to care for the needy amongst us. One could argue tzedakah is different than mila, because tzedakah by its very nature is not only choyves atzibor, it is also a mitzvah in which many participate. By the very nature, pruta lepruta mitztarefes. But mila is never performed by 100 people. There is always those individuals that know the trade. They are the moyalim. So it is always individuals amongst the tzibur that perform this mitzvah. But I do think it is a valid source, because yes, by mila, ultimately it's individual, but it is the individual that performs the ma'isa mitzvah. But the expense of the mitzvah should fall on the community, because after all, Chazal say, mitzvah ala beis din. Yes, it is always the individual that will do the mila, but that individual could say, I will happily be mekayim the mitzvah, but instead of me traveling to your town, if you want me to be mal your son, please, you make the effort to come here. So, yes, unlike tzedakah, which is always a joint effort, mila is performed by the moyel at the end of the day. But the moyel is willing to do his duty. But if there is a need to spend a lot of money or make a major effort, that should be upon the community. There's an interesting tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. Tshuva Sar Chaim Siman Tzadik Tes. For some reason, this Chasam Sofer isn't very popular today by many poskim. The Chasam Sofer is asked, is an Erev a positive undertaking? Should we try and make every effort to have an Erev in every Kehillah to prevent people, save people from Chilul Shabbos? And the Chasam Sofer very forcefully writes, yes, it's a Chiyuv Gomor. And the Talmidei Chachamim in every community, in every city, in every town should see to it there should be Tzuras HaPesach and Eruvei Chatzeros. Every Erev that is built and erected in the entire Jewish world, besides Eretz Yisrael, oh, so much fighting and so much controversy and so much noise. The Chasam Sofer says it is a chiyuv, and it is something that is a worthy undertaking, and every Talmud Chochem and every Rav should see to it that there is an Erev in his Kehillah. So without going into details, the Chasam Sofer is asked, do you have any raya's from Shas? Do you have any sources to prove that Erev is not a bidyeved, but it is something that Talmidei Chachamim should undertake, and it is their duty? And the Chasam Sofer quotes a Gemara. An Erev in Daf Samech Esamed Aleph. Fascinating Gemara. Rabbi Bar Bachana asked Abaye, isn't it strange that where we live, in our Shkuna, we have neither Eruv HaChatzeres nor Shituf HaMavoyis? How come a shkuna, you know, a mavoy in which two major Talmidei Chachamim live, and that's I and you, and how come there is no Erev? So Abaye responds by saying, well, you're a very mechubedik person, so I don't know whether you're familiar with the expression sepasnisht. Sepasnisht, you're a very mechubedik person. You're not going to go around, you know, the shkuna collecting bread, because, you know, you need Mozen Shtei Sudas to do a native, so you're not a collector, it's a pasnish. You know, you're the elder of the community, you're a tremendous Talmud Chochem. And I, on the other hand, I'm busy with my learning. I don't have time. Begirsoi Trida, you know, to me it's a bitl Torah, and I don't have time. So the Chasam Sofer proves, what was Rabbi's question? Rabbi asks, how is it possible we don't have a native? So this proves that every shchuna in which you are to meet the chum, there should be a native. But I want to take this question further. So if the Chasam Sofer proves from this story that there should be a native, and that is the obligation of the Talmidei Chachamim to see to it that there is a native, At the end of the day, why wasn't there a native in that shkuna where Rabbi and Abaya lived? So Abaya explains, I'm a masmid, I don't have time, and you're a mechubid, it's lamata mekvaitcho. Well, if a father needs to be mal his son, would he say, I don't have time? Kol mitzvah sheyef shal asoy saladei acherim doicha talmid Torah. That's halacha pshut many times in Shas, and I think we discussed this halacha at different opportunities. Every mitzvah overrides talmid Torah miyef shal asoy saladei acherim. And obviously this mitzvah was iyef shal asoy saladei acherim. The fact was, nobody else did it. So it is a mitzvah sheyef shal asoy saladei acherim. So what did Abaya mean when he said, I don't have time, I'm busy learning? And is that reasonable that Rabbah didn't perform his duty because sepasnish? Is that a zukun ve'ena l'ficha voide, like a shavah saveda? Doesn't seem likely. Zukun ve'ena l'ficha voide is something extreme. It's quite a brius, but seeing to it, collecting for the Erev, would that be Zokan V'yene L'ficha Voida? It's not reasonable. So in my opinion, once again, this proves it's not a Choyves HaYochid. It's Choyves HaTzibo. So the level of effort each individual has to take upon himself in Mitzvah HaTzibo is very limited. And when Chazal say, Kol Mitzvah Sheyef Shal Asoy Seh Adei Achelim Doichet Talmid Torah, that is when it's a Chiyuv Al HaYochid. Or a chiyuv tzibur, and he has to do his share. However, putting up a native, well, according to the Chasam Sofer, yeah, it's mamish a chiyuv, the Chasam Sofer argues. But after all, it's a community project. It's not choyves hayochid. And therefore, even if the mitzvah at the end of the day would not be done, there is a limit to the chiyuv of the yochid to be mekayim a mitzvah, which by its very nature is not choyves hayochid, but rather choyves hatzibur. Many years ago, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was asked by the community of Keln in Germany, and his tshuva is printed in Shalos HaTshuvos. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, I think they call the Sefer Toiras Chaim, Siman Kuf Gimel. So there was a newly established Kehillah in Germany, and the municipality was doing infrastructure, groundwork, and they found kvorim. And it was determined that those are Jewish kvorim. So they notified the Jewish community, the Kehillah in Keln, and a short research established that that is a Jewish cemetery that was 1,000 years old. And when Jews were expelled from that area in Germany, going back 100, 200 years, it was just forgotten. And when the kid was reestablished, nobody knew about that cemetery. So the community, which was obviously a small community, turned to the Gedolim and what is the degree of our responsibility? And how much money do we have to spend to move all those kvorim to a different area? And that would be a major expense. Probably they were dealing with a great mass of kvorim. And the base of Chaim Zonnefeld speaks with great passion about the mitzvah of kvod ha'meis and kvuras ha'meis, and he says you have to do whatever it takes. And he brings one source. It is a spark of genius, but it really is a big question. The Mishnah Masechet Shkolim Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Kol Behema Hanemtzeis Miyushalayim Ad Migdel Eder Ukimidoso LeKol Ruach. That's the Mishnah in Shkolim Perek Zayin. It is also brought in Kiddushin Daf Nun Hey Omed Aleph. Wasn't that lately in Daf Yomi? You know, I have different story, but I think it was lately. Is Daf Yomi through Kiddushin already? Did they finish Kiddushin? So recently it was in Daf Yomi, Kiddushin Daf Nun Hey. And the Gemara says, if you find an animal between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, it probably is Kochim, because most of the behemoths in the vicinity of Yerushalayim were kachim. Either the animal escaped from Yerushalayim or somebody lost it on his way to Yerushalayim. And therefore, if it's a zohar, then it's a korban moedah. If it's an akeva, then it's sofek koedah, sofek shlomim. And the Gemara says, so what does he do with that behemah? He keeps the behemah for himself and waits till it becomes a balmum. And then he could be mechalal and poedah, the behemah. But we have to bring three different animals because it might be an oiler, might be a shlomim, might be a toedah. So he has to bring three karbonis. And he has to bring nesochim. And the Gemara says, what actually happened was people looked the other way and they pretended they didn't see. And they just ignored those behemoths because they didn't want to carry the expense of nesochim. For Korban Sibah needs nesochim. So the basin was metaken, shiaviu nesochim mishel tzibur. And this Mishnah and this Gemara proves that me'ikar adin, it is that individual that just happened to come across this animal. And he had to bring nesochim mishelo. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim argues, well, it's your luck, it's your fortune. Others might argue misfortune. But he argued, you found those mason, they're in your area, it's your duty, your responsibility, and you have to bear all the expenses, just like the individual. He found an animal, just came across the animal, but it might be kachim. And therefore he has to take care of it, and he has to bring two other animals, and he has to be minadav nesochim mishelo. It is only when Bazin saw it ain't working, people just are looking the other way and pretending they didn't see, because they didn't want to have that expense, that Bazin was metakin, shiaviu nesochim mishel tzibur. So that seems to prove that even though it's not his mitzvah, it's not his korban, he just came across that animal, and nevertheless, he has to pay. Why me? Because you had the fortune of finding that animal. Who else? Who else? It's your mitzvah. You came across the behemoth, therefore it's your expense. So this does seem to prove that every individual needs to bear expenses to perform a mitzvah, even though it's not his personal mitzvah. One could still argue, well, okay, because that was hashkocha, that I was the one that found this animal. But a moyel still has the right to say there are many other meyalim. Turn to someone else. Would we say, well, you happen to be the one that got the call, so maybe this is hashgocha as well. You are the one that got the call and you were asked to perform this mitzvah. Does he have to bear the expense? In my personal opinion, I definitely think that was a takona and not me'ikar hadin. I think me'ikar hadin, the person has to take that animal, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, knock on the door of the gizbar and say, this is what I found, take care of it. It is the responsibility of the gizbar of Hagdish. It seems to me that that in itself was a takona. So various different gedolim, recent Gedolim dealt with this Mishnah. I do not recall earlier commentators dealing with it, and it is a surprise. So the Briskerov in Menachas Daf Nun Aleph in the Ksovim of the Talmidim of the Briskerov argues, well, it's not his korban, but if he found that korban, he has the din of Mevi HaKorban, and therefore Meikar HaDin, he has to bring in a Sochim. Because the one that brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, it's not his korban, but he has the din of makriv, and therefore chovis nesochim rests upon him. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. L'chodeh, he has no specific standing. If it's not his korban, then why would he have any mamad, any status regarding this korban? So the Briskerov's malach is not clear to me. Rab Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, in his Sefer Shekel HaKodesh HaMechsechet Shkolim, writes, because there is a concept of Korbonus Tzibur, it is a Korban Tzibur. So every individual of the Tzibur has a din of a Gizbar, which is also Tzorach Yun, but it still is a Mitzvah Tzibur. And why would an individual have any greater level of Chiyuv than anyone else for the mere fact that he happened to come across? Why shouldn't he bring the korban to the gizbar? Why would he have a din of a gizbar, which is a big tamer? Yes, my dear friend, Mr. Schimmel, Rabbi Schimmel, I don't know how to call you. So we happen to be somewhat relatives as well. Mitzvah boliot hu al tachmitzeno is an expression we don't find in Shas, but it is the Mechilta. Yeah, and Rashi and Tosfos quote this expression. It's the Mechilta, and the poets can bring it. So when Chazal say mitzvah aburiyat hu al tachmitzeno, it is the same concept as these magdimah mitzvahs. Let's just continue that same mamar, that same statement. Mitzvah aburiyat hu al tachmitzeno ela asei oiso miyad. Al tachmitzeno maloshen chimutz, maloshen chometz. Don't procrastinate. Perform your mitzvah immediately. But that is his mitzvah. When Chazal say the lotion of the Mechilta is mitzvah, boliyotko al tach mitzena ela asayoy samiyad. Don't push it off. Don't procrastinate. Do it with haste. Do it with this lahavis. Perform the mitzvah in your first opportunity. But that is a stretch to say that it also includes the fact that I happen to find the mitzvah. Do I bear responsibility and are the expenses upon me? And therefore, I think, in this halacha, there were two different tekonas. Chazal demanded, and that's a tekona, whoever founds the behemoth, it's your responsibility. It's not me'ikar adin. That is what Chazal were mitakin. If you found the behemoth, take care of it. And when they saw it's not working, people are just running away. They're not fulfilling their duty. They were mitakin. Then the Nesochim should be Michel Tzibur. Then Aveda. Because the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, the Torah specifically puts on the shoulders of the person that found the Aveda. That is the mitzvah Saseh. We do not find a similar mitzvah regarding Hekdesh. By chance, in Hekdesh there is no din of mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. The mitzvah of Shavas Aveda is only lehediyah. There is no mitzvah of Shavas Aveda to Hegdish. So, coming back to our original shaila, to me, it seems to be a milsad pshita. When a mitzvah is a choyves atzibur, the expense should be choyves atzibur. The effort should be choyves atzibur. And even those mitzvahs that by their very nature, it is a yochad that actually performs the Maisa Mitzvah, like Mila, but if there is an effort or an expense involved, that rests upon the Tzibur, and a Moel does not have to bear any major expense or make any major effort to perform his share. And he has the right to say, it's hard for me to leave my family for Shabbos. So either find a local moel that lives closer to you. And if there is no one, he has the right to say, I am willing to do the mila, but you will have to make the effort and come here because it is hard for me to go there. And if that via ben is not willing to make that effort, it is his sole responsibility and it is not upon the moel. The moel has to be willing to do his share, and his share is ma'isa mitzvah, but not beyond that. So up to this point, we dealt with the question of choyves ha'yochid b'mitzvah sametonos al ha'tzibur. And now we will deal with a similar question, choyves ha'yochid b'mitzvah she'al ha'shutvim. What is it then if a person lives in a, you know, public housing? There are 50 apartments in that same building. One of the big projects in New York, or many houses in Eretz Yisrael, in which in the same knessa there might be 10 or 15 apartments. And if there are non-Jewish neighbors, then all those doors are potam and a mezuzah. But if they are Jewish, but most of them aren't frum, and they are not willing to participate in the expenses of mezuzah. And there are 10 doors which are public domain, not his private place where he lives. Does the Yochid have to put up mezuzahs in all those 10 doors, or he could say, we're 20 neighbors and I'm willing to pay 20% of all those mezuzahs, but Is it my responsibility to put up mezuzahs on all those doors? The same question would be relevant regarding makkah, mitzvahs makkah. It is a chiyuv upon all the neighbors. But if the other neighbors do not wish to fulfill their share, is the yochid mechuyev on his own to bear the expense of mezuzah, of makkah, of bedikas chametz, when there are many neighbors in that same house and all the public domain belongs to all of them and not to a yochid? So what is the chiyuv of yochid by mitzvahs different than the first part of our shiur, which was mitzvahs ametolos al klal yisrael al tzibur? Now we deal with the question, shutvim. It's not the klal, it's not the tzibur, but happens to be people that share that house. There's an interesting case of Mishnah in Hilchas Korban Pesach, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, as we all know, in a Pesach Nechal Ela B'Chavura, a Yochid cannot bring the Korban Pesach. Has to be a chavura. The Rambam writes, an individual, if he finished his meal early, he could say goodbye and he could leave while the others are still eating. And the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the chiddush? And he offers two different interpretations. What's the chiddush of the Rambam? One explanation would be, Havei Amina, Kiven She'ena Pesach Nechal Ela V'Chavura, it is the responsibility of all the B'nai HaChavura to eat together. And that violates the din of Chavura if you just get up while all the others are still in the middle of the meal and you leave. But then the Kesef Mishnah says, the Chiddush is, if he ate his share, he no longer bears responsibility for Noisal. And therefore he's entitled to leave. He doesn't have to be afraid. What'll happen if my friends, the B'nai HaChavura, are not going to finish the Korban? If he ate his share, he no longer bears any responsibility. So what would be the din by Korban Pesach or by any other Korban Tzibur, the Koyani HaMishmar, the Beit HaAv? If there are 10 Koyanim, each of them has a 10% share in the Kochim of that day. So one Kohen ate 10%, he ate 20%, he ate 30%, and the others didn't have any appetite. And at the end of the day, there was no Isar. Would that Kohen that ate his share, would he still be over? Would we say that we count the number of Kohenim, and the Chiyuv of Achilas Kochim, each and every one of them has to eat his share, achelak hayachasi, his relative share, bearing in mind the mathematics, how many kahanim there were? Would this Kesef Mishnah prove that each and every kohen bears no responsibility for the entirety of Noiso, but we do some simple mathematics, and as much bosar korban there is, each of them has to eat his relative share only? I don't think that's pshat in the Kesef Mishnah. I think the Kesef Mishnah just means to argue, if he ate his share, he is entitled to assume that his friends will do the same. And therefore he's allowed to leave. And he doesn't have to be choshish. Maybe they will not feel the same responsibility as I did. But if he is there, he will need to make an additional effort and eat as much as he can. There should be no noiser. That would be similar to the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Yud, when the Gemara says, when a few people took upon themselves Shemira, Medinei Shoimrim, and let's say there are three or four Shoimrim, it is enough if one or two do the job. And if one of them left, and he left two of his friends, and at the end, the Aveda, the Pekodin was Nizoik, it was stolen, it was damaged, he bears no responsibility, because he was entitled to assume that his friends will do their duty. I think that is the approach of the Kesef Mishnah. If I ate my share, I was entitled to leave, assuming that my friends will do the same. And therefore he doesn't bear responsibility. But that does not mean that lechatchila, a mitzvah that is mutal ala chavura, everybody is just responsible for his relative share. Shalas Etshuvas Beis Yankov, one of the major poskim going back more than 300 years in Simen Kuf Yud Alef, deals with the question, Shnayim Shenishbu Lechol Kikar. Two people made a neder, or a shvua, that between them they will eat a kikar lechem. One ate a half a kikar. His friend says, I'm not up to it. Does the one that ate a half a kikar have to eat the other half as well? Or he would say, no, the essence of our joint neder was that each of us is responsible for a half a kikar. So the Beis Yaakov quotes the case of Mishnah, and he rightfully differentiates Ein Anidin Doim El Araya. The case of Mishnah deals with the concept of Noisar, which is a Din Torah. Regarding Noisar, it is reasonable to argue that every one of the Bnei Achavura is responsible in as much as he can eat for the entire korban. But by Nedorim and Shavuos, it all depends on Das B'nai Yodam. It would be reasonable to argue, we made this Neder together. Each of us has to eat half a kikar. Why should I eat the whole kikar and you won't partake in fulfilling our joint Neder? And I think the Beis Yaakov is a reasonable argument. And Yoyeredeya, if we are already in Dine Nedorim, Simereish Chofches, Sif Mem Dalet, Shnayim Shenodru Lalois Li'eretz Yisrael. Two people made a neder to do Aliyah together. One of them pulled out. The other is exempt from his neder. And why is that? The Rishonim quoted by the Beis Yosef say, because when two people together made a neder, obviously they're friends. And obviously each of them needs the support of his friend. And the Kavona Saneda was, we should do this endeavor together. And therefore, if one pulls out, Bishoigigo Ba'oines, or for whatever reason, the other is Potter from his Neda. So what I think is, regarding Nedorim and Shavuos, we always have to try to judge with common sense what was the intention of the people when they made the Neder. And just bringing a similar halacha from a different source on Hilchas Nedorim is Reish Lamed Vav Sivav. And this deals with two people that undertook something not together, like Shnayim Shenodru Neder Lalas Yetzisol, but they undertook an obligation, each of them towards the other. For instance, by Shiduchim, when a future husband and wife made a Cherem, or a Kabbalah, or a Shavua, that we will marry each other. One of them pulled out. Does the other need Hatoras Nedorim? Or we would say, what could a chosen do without a kala? What would a kala do without a chosen? So if one party pulled out, then the other is free from his undertaking and from his neder. So it would be a surprise. That's a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramo. And the Beis Yosef brings that was a machlokes between the Rash Mishans, one of the great Rishonim, and some other Gedolim of his time. And some of them argue, even though one party pulled out, the other one still needs HaTorah's HaCherem. He is still obligated. Obligated to what? Yeah. Obligated, if the other party would come back, he cannot argue, you pulled out, it's over. When you pulled out, I became exempt. No, you still need HaTorah. Why would this be different than Shnayim Shenodru Lalois Li'eretz Yisrael B'Yachad? What it seems clear to me, we brought three different shaylos in Hilchos Nedorim, related. Shnayim Shenishbu Lechol Kikar, Shnayim Shenishbu Lalois Li'eretz Yisrael, Shnayim Shenishbu Ze Legabei Ze, Benesuim B'Shiduchim. And in each and every one of these questions, the focus is, how do we interpret and how do we assume the kavana of the people involved that made this neder? So b'shnayim shenodru lalas yetzasur, it seems obvious. It seems obvious. It's a major undertaking. People do this together. People need the support, the friendship, the that one could offer the other. But shnayim shenodru lechal kika. So why would it make a difference to Ploini if Almoini did eat or didn't eat? So I think in each and every one of these cases, we have to deal b'fnei atzmoi. And a far stretch to Dina Momenes, Siman Ayin Zayin Achushim Mishpot, Sif Aleph, we learn an interesting halacha. Shnayim Shalavu Biyachad, two people took a loan together, a joint loan, or they rented something together. Each and every one is responsible for 50% of the loan, but each and every one of them is also a orev l'chaveiroi. Why is he an orev? Because that is our interpretation of two people when they take a loan together. So by essence, everybody has to pay 50% of the loan. That is the essence of shutvus. However, if one party doesn't pay, the lender has the right to demand the entire sum from each of the borrowers, but that is medine orev. So we have discussed various different questions. I do not have any clear source, but I do think that regarding mezuzah, makah, bedikas chometz, each and every one of the neighbors bears responsibility for the entirety of the mitzvah. However, if that would run into an unreasonable amount of expense, then we will have to deal with the psak of the Ramah, Tofresh Nun Vav Sifalaf, Eino Odom Chayav Lebazbez Hon Rav Al HaMitzvahs. And in other opportunities, I voiced my opinion and I explained, what does the Ramah mean when he says, Eino Odom Chayav Lebazbez Hon Rav Al HaMitzvahs? And many poskim on the spot say, how much is Hon Rav? Some say 10%, Maisa. Others say Choymish 20%, and I argue, if it would be percentage points, why wouldn't the Ramo make that clear? If the Ramo says Hoyn Rav, he means precisely what he says, Hoyn Rav. And Hoyn Rav doesn't depend on percentage points. Hoyn Rav is a relative concept. If we're dealing with mitzvah sukkah, I think 1,000 shekel would not be defined as Hoyn Rav. It's reasonable. Everybody knows that building a sukkah is an expense. Building a house is an expense. Moving to Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, would $1,000 be Hoyn Rav for a mitzvah? No. Moving to Eretz Yisrael costs money. Moving to America also costs money. But if you're asked to pay $1,000 for an arava because you came to the shuk too late, and the last merchant in the shuk has some aravas and he sees you're desperate, and he says, I got some leftovers, $1,000 an arava, that's a hoin rav. Eino odem l'chayev lebazbez hoin rav ala mitzvahs. So what is hoin rav regarding mitzvahs arava would not be hoin rav regarding sukkah. What is hoin rav regarding sukkah would not be hoin rav regarding Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. The concept of Hoyn Rav is what is reasonable for this mitzvah. So if a person lives in a skyscraper, and until he gets to his house there are 50 doors, and he has to pay on his own for 50 mezuzahs, then the question would be, Eino Odom Chayav Lebazbez Hoyn Rav Ala Mitzvahs. But by the essence of the mitzvah, I think that mezuzah, makah, bedikas chometz, rest upon each and every one of the neighbors living in this house. If they're all Shomrei Torah, goes without saying, they split the expense between them. But if others are not interested in partaking in the mitzvah, the individual is not potter. It is his mitzvah and his responsibility that the house has a mezuzah, has a mikah, and Bedikas Chometz is performed. That is my opinion, even though I do not have any clear eyes. So if anybody has eyes, please let me know. So we dealt today with a very general concept. In Klal Mitzvah Satoira, Choyves HaYochid B'Mitzvah Satzibor, and Choyves HaYochid B'Mitzvah Ashutvim. And we brought many different sources dealing with both concepts. So this weekend, Thursday, is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a very special day. So the Yemei HaSvira originally were days of Simcha. The Ramban writes that in a way they're like Chol HaMoed. The days between Sukkot and Atzeres are Chol HaMoed Yemei Simcha. The same refers to the days between Pesach and Atzeres. Shavuos is called Atzeres and Shmini is called Atzeres. But in our history, in our story, these were days that were transformed Misimcha la'evel u'me'oiro la'afelo. Yud beiz elef zugois talmidem hoyo l'rabiki ve'vekula meisu ben Pesach la'atzeres al shaloi nagu ka'avoyitzeh b'sev. And I always say, different times in our year, in our calendar, are dedicated to different Yesaidis Wavoida. So Elul and Aseisim Tshuva are days of Tshuva. Sukkot are days of Simcha. If there is any period throughout the year in which we need to make a special effort in Midas Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi, it is now. It is B'Yemei HaSvira. Because these are days in which tragedy struck our people. Kov dal adelef talmidem, meisu ben Pesach la'atzeres shaloi nagu kovoid, ze bezeh. We know many tragedies throughout the ages. What was unique about the plague of Talmide Rebbe Kiva? It is not only the numbers, 25,000, that perished. Probably in many different stops we had, Le'orech HaGolas, 25,000 Jews perished. It was an entire generation of Gedolei Torah. And the Messiah was in great jeopardy, if not that Rebbe Kiva in his later years mustered the strength and the courage. V'hoyu olam shomeim ad shebur Rebbe Kiva etzel Rabbeinu shebedorim v'shon olehem. And that tragedy befell us because loy nagu kovoid zebze. And many ask the very basic question. A plague, 24,000 people perished, for what? Shaloy nagu kovoid zebze. Is that misa b'dei shemayim? What was so harsh about loy nagu kovoid zebze? So one of the stories I heard many times from my Rebbe, from the great Kloisenberger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. He used to tell the story with great passion and feeling. And he used to say, I was a little boy, about 6 years old, one of his earliest recollections, and I was sitting on my father's lap. The father of the Kloisenberger Rebbe was the Rudnik Rav. He was a grandson of the Divrei Chaim, of the great Sanzer Rav. And my father was crying. And I asked him, Father, why are you crying? And my father said, Zalman Leib, that is how the Kloisenberger Rebbe was called as a child. I'm a kind of you, I envy you. And I was taken aback, the Kloisenberger Rebbe said, and I asked my father, Tata, you're a kind of me, I should be a kind of you, you're a big Rebbe, you have a lot of Hasidim, I'm a little boy. So why are you a kind of me? Why do you envy me? And my father was crying, and he said, Zalmalei, b'chvindach mekana, because you didn't see the Divrei Chaim. So I was even more perplexed, and I asked my father once again, I should be mekana you. You had the schus to see the Sanzer Rav. I didn't have that schus. And my father said, when you'll come up to the heavens in the day of judgment, what will they demand from you, from a person that didn't see the Sanzer Rav? But when I'll get up there, they'll ask me, Azoy zeitoy sayid v'sot gezeindem divrachayim. You saw the Divrei Chaim, and this is what became of you? And my father was crying, and it made such a tremendous impression on that little boy, who in due time was one of the greatest Gedolim and Tzaddikim of his generation. So I think those Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, they had a special problem. And they were asked, Min HaShemayim, are you Talmidim of the great Rabbi Kiva? You learned nothing from him. He is the one that said, V'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu zeh klal godel b'toira. And you cannot even respect each other. Rabbi Kiva is the one that said, Chovev Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem. And this is the way you interact amongst yourselves. Rabbi Kiva is the one that taught us all the importance of every yid and every... You learn nothing from your Rebbe. You saw Rabbi Kiva. Are you his disciples? And that is why they were so gravely punished. So yes, it's Rabbi Kiva that teaches us v'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu zeh klal godel b'toira. But let us re-examine what Chazal tell us about that plague. Kula meisu ben Pesach l'atzeres, shelo nagu kovoid zeh b'zeh. Not shelo ahavu zeh b'zeh. It was not love that was the problem. It was respect. So everybody knows that Rabbi Kiva says, V'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu zeh klal godel b'toira. That appears in Torah's Koyanim Pashas Kedoshe Bani Yerushalmi Perek Tes of Masechet Nedorim. But very few know the continuation of that same mamar, both in Torah's Kanim and Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kiva says, V'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu zeh klal godel b'toira. Ben azay oimer, zeh sefer told the Sodom klal gadol himeno. And as he says, no, it's not v'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu that's such an important principle. Zeh sefer told the Sodom is even more important. And we wonder, what is it? Zeh sefer told the Sodom. What? Zeh klal godel heimeno. And my feeling is, I said this many times, Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai debate. What is the most essential, basic ingredient of a just, Jewish, fair, humane society? What is the fundamental? Rabbi Kiva says, V'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu. Yes, a Torah d'ka society should be grounded on ahavas Elohim. Ben Azai says, no, I don't think so. Ben Azai says, Zeh sofer tel de sodom betzelem elikim bara oisam. That is even more important. Because love by its very nature cannot be uniform, cannot be universal. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Atu Hi Yitzram, V'Atu Yedeya Yitzram, and by human nature we love some people more than we love others. Yes, Rabbi Kiva demands some fundamental love, but love by its very nature is not uniform. And I think that is why the Rambam Ba'oimek Chochmosoy in Hilchos Deyas, and once again a Perek Yudala de Vilchos Ovel, the Rambam's interpretation in V'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu is not an emotional love. It's not about what you feel. It's not about your emotions. It is about how you interact with people. Kol ma she'ato roitze she'yasu acherim l'cho, asei oisam ato la'acherim. Tzorech linhoi keminag hu oyhavim. V'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu means care for others, help others, be engaged in gemilas chasodim to others. So Ben Azai argues, it is not v'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu that should be the most important principle and ingredient of a just and good Torah society. It is respect. It is the recognition, Betzelem Elohim Boro Oysom. You need to respect even those that you do not love. You need to respect even those that you cannot love for any reason. And that is the machloikas, the debate between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai. And Chazal deal about Talmid Rabbi Kiva that perished, about that terrible tragedy. It is not Mepnei Shelo Ahavu Zeze. Shelo Nagu kovoid ze. And the lesson of the Medrash, because this, the story of this tragedy is in Yevamos Samech Beis, that's the only source in Shas, but the same story with slightly different formulations is in Koheles Rabo Perik Yud Aleph. And there the Medrash says, Hoisu Einayem Tzoro B'Toiro Zebizeh. It was about Torah. It was about Hashkafa. The differences weren't about zoning rights, about Nizkei Shechinim. It was all about Torah and Hashkafa. And nevertheless, it brought terrible tragedy. So the Netziv writes in his introduction to his magnificent Perush al HaTorah HaMikdavar, talking about Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says in Yom Daftes, they were Talmid HaChachamim, Medaktikim B'mitzvahs, Sinas Chinam, brought about the destruction of Bayis Sheni. And I'm quoting the unbelievable words of the Netziv in his introduction. Hayu tzadikim v'chassidim v'almei le'toira. They were tzadikim, chassidim, and almei le'toira. But they were so firm that they really felt that anybody that thinks differently, not like them, who tzedoiki v'apikoris, and that is why they fought each other. V'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev tzadikim ke'ele. What a line. There were tzaddikim and chassidim and amelei Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves some tzaddikim more than he loves others. They are tzaddikim and the others are tzaddikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev tzaddikim ke'ele. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be tzaddikim not only between us and him. He wants us to be tzaddikim between us and ourselves, amongst ourselves, and to respect each other, even those that might think differently. And the fact that he has a different opinion in Torah doesn't mean that he's a tzedoiki v'apikoiris. He might have a different opinion and respect others as you would expect them to respect you. And the tragedy of Talmid Rabbi Akiva was not for a lack of ahava, but shaloi nago kovod ze. So this is a time in which we should deal and learn and introspect and dedicate a lot of avoida in Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, in Ahavas Reim, and especially in Kvoid Chaveirim. Because if tragedy struck in these days, and Chazal want us to remember this tragedy. And that is why we are noyeg minhoge avelis. That means we have to rectify. Because in the Jewish calendar, it is all about avoida. As the Rambam explains in Perikei of Hilchos Taniyos, in the days in which we fast, it is leftoyach al avoros bedarkei atshuva. It is not about mourning into itself. Whatever we have is geared to avoidus Hashem. And if our minig is to be noyeg minig aveles, it is because we need to remember, we need to be better, and we need to rectify the wrongs of our forefathers. So these are days in which we should dedicate our koiches and our energies to Midas Sheben Odom L'Chaveiroi, Mitzvah Sheben Odom L'Chaveiroi, to Ahav Asreyem and to Kvoit Chaveirim. V'yirot Sen Shichal Kenu Amoam, we should be amongst those Talmid HaChachom Shemar B'mishol B'yoylam. V'yimotzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael Kli Machzik Brocha Elo HaSholoim, and in the Schus of Sholom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetzendo Is Mevase Sholom, Mevase Toiv, Hina Yonoichi Sholech Lachus Eliyahu Hanavi, Lifnei Boyoim Hashem HaGudol Menoiro, ויישב לאיבו וסלבונים ולאיבונים אל אבויסם ושאת בי זויך תוביע אס משיח צדקנו במהרו ויומנו אמן.
שאין הרוצו הקודש בו.